So this guy, Jeff Durbin from Apologia Studios, he's got a new late-night talk show that basically mimics secular shows. It's not funny, it's not entertaining, and it also totally goes against what the Bible teaches. In Romans 12, 2, the Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." James 4:4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." 1 John 2:16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." The Bible says we are not to be like the world. We're supposed to be separate. We're supposed to be different. And when you create a cheap knockoff late night TV show, first of all, you're being unoriginal. It's a cheap ripoff, a knockoff. And second of all, it's not what the Bible teaches. I'm tired of Christians taking gospel music and turning it into pop music and trying to imitate the world. Now, Jeff Durbin is a works salvationist. He's a false teacher, a false prophet. He promotes a gospel that's going to send people to hell. The idea that you have to repent of all your sins in order to be saved, that you're not truly, really saved unless you stop sinning, unless you repent of your sin. Now, the word repent doesn't always mean repent of your sins, because God repented in the Bible more than man. Durbin also goes after the King James Only movement. He's best friends with that pseudo-intellectual Dr. James White. And recently he's gone after Pastor Steven Anderson. Now here's the thing about Durbin, okay? He's a Calvinist. He promotes a false gospel. He has a ton of pride. Obviously a huge ego. But I'll give him this. He's an articulate man. And he's wasting that talent on some rip-off late-night show that isn't funny or entertaining or original. He has no comedic instincts. He's not very good at reading off the teleprompter. And what boggles my mind is this guy actually thought a Christian rendition of wicked leftist fake news comedy shows hosted by guys like John Oliver, Trevor Noah, Stephen Colbert, he thought that would be a good idea. Now, I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. I'm not exactly sure. I think the guy is a total heretic. He totally rejects the truth about salvation. It's obvious he does not believe that it's faith, the perfect work of Jesus Christ, what he did for us on the cross, doesn't matter to him. He says you have to have works as well in order to be saved, that you have to turn from all your sin or else you were never really saved to begin with. I guess he disagrees with what Paul said in Romans chapter 4, when he said, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works." Or Romans 11:6, where the Bible says, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise grace is no more grace, but if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise work is no more work." But the bottom line is, this Apologia Studios guy, he's reading from a false, corrupted Bible version, which is why it should surprise no one that he promotes heresy. That's all I've got for the video. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel for more. I'll talk to you guys again after a while.